from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Temperatures across New Jersey are plummeting to the single digits and sometimes below zero as an Arctic air mass moves over the area for much of the week. Governor Murphy is urging people to bundle up, saying a code blue is in all 21 counties. Even though some areas will feel moderate relief during the week, forecasters warn temperatures will remain below freezing for a large swath of the region through Friday night. In his first speech after being sworn in for his second term as president, Donald Trump vows he will bring about a golden age of America and says he will work to reverse policies that recognize non-binary gender identities.
As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
Trump also announced he's declaring a state of emergency at the U.S. border with Mexico. He says he returns to the presidency confident and optimistic that, quote, we are at the start of a thrilling new era of national success. President Trump is freezing all government hiring and ordering federal workers back to the office full time. The hiring freeze was included in a raft of executive orders Trump signed on day one, barring all agencies from filling vacancies and ordering to make more efficient use of what they have. The freeze does not apply to the military, immigration enforcement, national security, or public safety. In another memo, he says that the agencies need to end remote work policies as soon as possible. Right now in New Jersey, it's estimated that 1,200 people are behind bars because of a technical parole violation that they could not find housing, for example, or that they didn't check in with their parole officer.
It is not a new crime, and it is not something that poses any kind of danger to the community.
New Jersey public defender Jennifer Saliti says the state is wasting lots of money with these unnecessary lockups, and more jail time does not help the individual. You can download our free app, take us with you wherever you go, listen live 24/7, get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. When will the unbearable cold exit the state? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Cold weather advisory continues into tomorrow. High temperatures today only reaching the upper teens. Let me give you a little climatological context here. The last time we had a day with highs in the teens was just over 2 years ago, Christmas Eve 2022. The last time we had two consecutive days of teens was almost 6 years ago, 2019. So this isn't all that common. It's cold. Bundle up. We'll see sun turning to clouds this afternoon. A quick snow shower may clip the southern coast of New Jersey this evening. Maybe a coating of accumulation somewhere. Then clearing skies and frigid temperatures overnight. Lows back in the single digits for most. Sunny and very cold tomorrow. Highs back in the upper teens. And Thursday will be a little bit better, a little bit warmer. With sun and clouds, highs in the upper 20s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, in Parsippany, it is 19. South Plainfield, 18. Manahawk at 18. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.